I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody, and happy May. I am so excited today that we are bringing back one of our most popular business spotlights, which is Social Media Not Hype with Help Not Hype, sorry, with Janice Clark from BizM Solutions. And rather than me take up our time with some great introduction about how amazing Janice is, I'm going to just let her start talking, and you're going to know how amazing she is. Hi, Janice.
Oh, gosh, go right ahead. Tell them how amazing I am. I don't mind, at least. Go on. Say it again.
Janice is so amazing, you guys.
Oh, never mind. I'll just tell her myself, Tracy. I am so excited to be back. This is wonderful. It has been a very long time since we've done this show, and I was really thrilled when you guys reached out to me and wanted to get everything started again. And lots has happened, and so this is our very first show, so we wanted to do this live to make sure everyone had a chance to call in, ask questions, and I've actually had already quite a few people who have reached out to me with questions this morning, and I have been scrambling last minute because the questions they asked took a bit of a different turn than what I had intended taking, but that's okay because that just means another show specifically designed for exactly what they're looking for.
Oh, good.
So let's get started. Today, what I wanted to do today was just to really dig in. You know, for those of you who aren't familiar with these shows, who haven't heard the ones in the past, I know how busy you are. I know how crazy it is when you have a business and you have a family and you're running here and there. These shows were intended to be very quick, small, short sound bites of actionable information that you can take right now and go do something with, okay? This is not a show that's intended for you to, you know, take notes and file them away, and maybe someday you'll get around to doing it. Do it now. Now is when you want to do this. So this is a Instagram 101. So if you don't have an Instagram account, we're going to take a few minutes today. We're going to get you all set up with an Instagram account. We are live, so I don't know if we have any live callers. A lot of people love the recordings, and that's wonderful because then you can just rewind and listen as many times as you want. But
exactly.
If we do have live callers, you are welcome to ask a question. Ask one now. You are welcome to ask me later if you hear the recording. Reach out to me, ask your questions there. But whatever you do, take this 20 minutes and really just get something done. What's going to work is what you can feasibly do. So let's get an account set up. And Tracy, I know that you have a business that you were interested in setting up an account for. So what I want to do, first of all, is share a little bit of Instagram information with you, what it is, a few statistics, and why you should really even care about setting up an account, and then let's go ahead and let's get started. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect. And Janice, just in case there's something you want me to do, I literally was going to like go through some photos and different stuff, and I decided to really come at this as if I'm the slowest person on earth. I'm close to it, but I'm not completely there. And I literally did nothing. I'm letting you walk me through this like I don't even
perfect.
Know what Instagram is, you know?
Perfect. Well, then let's do it. Well,
good.
Instagram, in case you were wondering what Instagram is, most people by now have probably seen an Instagram photo or maybe know a little bit about it. Instagram is a social networking app that's made for sharing photos and videos from a smartphone. It wasn't really intended to be used from a desktop. We're all on the go now. Everybody's moving. Social has become very much an authentic, live experience where you can allow a potential audience, you can allow friends and acquaintances and business prospects to get to know you, the real you. And that's really what it was intended for. Instagram is about people. It really I started to say it's not about brands. That's not entirely true. It's just that real people. I mean, you join Instagram and you begin participating on Instagram to let people see the real you, or the as much of the real you as you would like to share with them behind the brand. So it really is all about the people. This is not a site where you do nothing but share your latest sale. You really, if you want to be effective at Instagram, you need to get in there and begin sharing very authentically, which means it can really take some thinking. You know, you really need to think about what you want to share, how you want to present yourself, how much of yourself you want to present. You don't want to share at all, don't want to share too much. But you want to share enough to make that connection with your target audience. You know, ever since the first person sold anything in this world, I don't know if it was a caveman selling a tool or whatever it was, we've known from the very earliest days of sales and marketing that people buy from people they like. If they feel a connection to you, if they feel like you get them, you understand their lifestyle, you know what they're up against, they are much more likely to buy from you than some anonymous brand who knows nothing about them. Now, Tracy, I've done this show for years with Dory, but this is the first time Tracy and I have ever been on the phone really doing a show together. I know at some point in the middle here you have a commercial break. You know, I just talk, and you stop me when you're ready.
Okay, okay. You got it. And we don't have to be exact with that. Nobody's timing us. So, yeah,
okay.
I'll watch the clock and give us a good stopping point to do that.
Okay, perfect. You just feel free to interrupt, because sometimes I don't pause at all. On Instagram, 500 million people use Instagram every day, every single day. And over 5 million businesses use Instagram to tell their stories visually and connect with their fans and really build their business and build their brand. That's a lot of people every single day. So if you think your target market is not there, chances are you're wrong. 55% of everyone online, 18 to 29-year-olds in the U.S., are using Instagram, which I think is very interesting. And I posted a statistic earlier today on my Facebook page. And, of course, wouldn't you know, I flipped off my Facebook page and moved to another page. So I've got to pull it back up again here. I shared a statistic specifically for brands about Instagram. 31% of adult Internet users who make over $75,000 per year use Instagram. Pretty amazing. Your target audience is there, and they have money to spend. A mobile sharing site, and we're going to get started creating your account right now. So pull up your smartphone. Don't pull it up don't go to Instagram on your desktop. Pull up your smartphone. And Tracy, have you created an account at all on Instagram?
I have not.
Okay. Well, let's get over there and create one. You got to download the app on your smartphone. Have you done the download portion yet?
You know, I had done it once, and then my phone keeps getting full, and I delete stuff that I'm not using, so it looks like I might have deleted it at one point. So.
Okay. Well, go over there and get that app downloaded.
Yeah, it should be pretty quick because I've done it before.
It is. Yes.
I can just
it really should be.
I could just hit the little cloud, which I've done.
Hit the little cloud and download that app. And, it normally downloads pretty quickly for you. And once it's downloaded, for those of you who may have already downloaded the app but just aren't sure what to do with it, at the very, very bottom, once Tracy gets that downloaded, she's going to see a place that says Sign Up.
Yes.
And you can sign up for Instagram and go ahead, sign up either through Facebook or with an email or phone number. You know, which one you do is completely up to you, your level of comfort. I personally, I'm all about security and safety. When I sign up for a new account, I really like to sign up with separate email addresses. It's just a personal thing. So I will let you make your decision on how you want to sign up. It's a little faster if you go through Facebook or use another account, but I like putting in a separate email address to keep them as separate as possible.
Yeah. I decided that what I wanted to do with you is set this up for my health coaching business specifically, and I do have a separate email for that.
Great.
I'm also hearing from Dory that I've started echoing again, and it seems to be because I'm using the phone, even though I'm not using the phone. is it possible to do this on the desktop, or...
No, you can't. You can't do everything on the desktop. Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do everything on your desktop. You do have to, do this on your smartphone. We can do is, since there's an echo, and we certainly don't want to, you know, hinder anyone else from hearing. I can go through the process. It's a little easier when I can guide you step by step, but I can go through the process, and then I would like you to do this as soon as possible on your own. But I am here for you, and this is not just for Tracy. This is for any of you who are out there listening to this, and you think, oh, my gosh, I need to set this account up, but I'm really, really struggling. For all Word of Mom Radio listeners, you reach out to me, and I will offer you personal assistance in making sure you get your account set up so that you have an Instagram account. And then the rest of this call, then we're going to talk about all the things that you can do with Instagram, what it's all about, what to share, tools to use, and things like that. How does that sound?
That's really good. And we're going to just do what you say. And I'm going to try to walk through with you as you go on. And
okay.
I think it's only my voice that's echoing, so I think we're fine. And if I, you know, get lost, like you said, we'll talk about it later.
Perfect. 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 I want to make sure that you all have the opportunity to get in there and just get your account set up so you can reach out to me if you have questions or there was something that you didn't quite understand. Instagram does a great job of guiding you through this process, and this is not a lengthy process. Download the app, go in, and put on a nice professional photo, professional and personable. You know, it doesn't have to, please don't put a logo in there. Don't put your business logo. Put your face in there and let people see who you are. Put your team's face, you know, just don't put in a logo because that's not going to go over very well. Create your profile. You can use emoji in your profile. You can use hashtags. You can only have 150 characters in your profile, though. So you really want to think about what you want people to know about you. And, again, don't just go say, I own this business and we sell this. Mine says, proud mom, social media strategist, Christian dog person, mentor, virtual assistant provider, chocolate lover, and I use emoji for that one, calm expertise in a world of chaos. So just a little short synopsis about who you are and what you do, and then you want to put your web address in the section for the web address. Instagram is going to give you one place to put that web address. It could be your blog, an opt-in page, a contact page, or your general website, wherever you – and you can change this as you wish – wherever you would really like people to find you. You can add your location in there if you would like. So just put in your information, and then you have an Instagram account. Very good. Questions so far?
I'm good.
I recommend a business. Mm-hmm. Did you have a question, Tracy?
No, I'm sorry. I said I'm good.
Okay. I recommend a business account. If you're going to be doing this for a business, create a business account because that lets people contact you and email you, and it is a public account. As with every other account I'm ever going to recommend, I do highly recommend that if you don't want the whole world to know it, don't share it on the Internet. When I say, you know, we are working in a very authentic online environment and Instagram is for people so you can tell people all about you and everything you do, that's, you know, everything that you want them to know about you. They don't need to know what you have for every single meal or where you are 24 hours a day, but certainly you now have a place that you can go in and you can share information about yourself. So you have your account set up. I highly recommend the business account. You've got your web address in there. Now you have the ability to start posting. And before you start posting, you really want to ask yourself, why am I on Instagram? What types of things do I really want to share with the world? And this is something I highly recommend you sit down and you create a plan for the types of information you want to share. And businesses that sell a product may share some different things than businesses that offer only a service. And this really gave me pause for a very long time, because in my business, we offer a service. There is no physical product to sell. So I've gone through a lot of different things trying to figure out the best ways, the best things I need to do to share my service business. You know, if you have a product business or service either for that matter, you can share things, though, like inspiration, tutorials, you know, little short videos, photo tutorials on how to do specific things, holidays. You can give shots of product that you have to sell if you do have a product business. I know there's some wonderful accounts out there that sell, you know, pet clothes or pet items and baby clothes. Those, of course, are the easiest because their merchandise is just absolutely adorable. We all love it. But you can share things like that. You can get your customers involved. You know, share a little bit with your life. You know, share a bit about your morning routine. Favorite foods, favorite products, favorite tools, resources, other brands that you are on board with promoting. Share team members if that's an option for you. Employee of the month, flavor of the month, you know, color, whatever it happens to be. Your business, maybe you sell all kinds of different things, and maybe this month is green for spring, and so you're sharing all things green this month. So that might be something you're doing. Favorite finds, DIY, do-it-yourself. Everybody loves those types of things, life hacks. And, again, these are both service and product-type businesses. You can offer sneak peeks, ask questions, testimonials, do giveaways, sales, promotions, pet photos. Oh, my goodness. The top three photos online that are shared the most are pet photos, baby photos, and wedding photos. If you can find any way to share those things, part of your overall strategy, then you're in a very, very good place. And, you know, sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. You don't want to just randomly post photos of just anything and everything. I mean, you do want people to be able to look at your account and tell what you do. But these are just some really good suggestions of things that you could be sharing in that account. Tips go over very, very well. I never wanted to share, you know, I wanted to make sure I'm always providing great value. I didn't just want to share tips and quotes, because everyone shares tips and quotes. And so I had spoken with an Instagram expert recently, and I told her that. And I said, you know, I don't want to just share tips and quotes because everyone shares tips and quotes. And she says, well, do you know why everyone shares tips and quotes? I said, no. She said, because everyone likes tips and quotes. She was right. Every time I post tips and quotes, people love it, and I get lots of people liking and sharing and loving and giving me some Instagram love, and that's all wonderful, and getting more visibility for the business, which is really what all this is about. It's not just about getting more likes or getting people to, you know, follow you, although it's certainly part of it. But it really speaks to getting to know your brand and developing a familiarity with your brand, a genuine like for your brand, hopefully a genuine love at some point for your brand, so that they will begin doing business with your brand. Mm. Tracy, do you have – there's a whole big list of things that you could be sharing. What questions do you have for me at this point?
Janice, you know, I'm really good on this, and here's the interesting, cool thing that's happening to me, just so I can say this to people, because I'm really active on Facebook, Instagram is suggesting hundreds of contacts for me. So what I've been doing as I listen to you is I'm going in and I'm choosing all the people that I know who they are, and I'm following. So that's what I've been doing.
And while I'm asking you this question, it's probably also a good time to go ahead and thank our sponsors for the day, which is actually the business that I'm setting up on Instagram, Tracy's Healthy Habits and Safety Bags. And we're also going to do an anti-bullying PSA. So, Janice, take a breath and a drink of water while I play those, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes.
Sounds good.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's T-R-A-C-I-S, healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Word of Mom Radio is committed to raising awareness about bullying, and we are sharing David Caraturo's heartfelt PSA in honor of his daughter, Juliana, who recently committed suicide this year.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter, Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences. And I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
We want to support the family in their campaign in conjunction with the KIND campaign to end bullying and to work towards the prevention of suicides in the future. You can join the Facebook community for support, which is Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANNACARRATURO Kind Campaign. You can also donate at the GoFundMe page in memory of Juliana Caraturo. Thank you. So I'm going to bring Janice back in, and I do want to remind everyone that you can call us at 213-943-3757. And if you have a question for Janice, please feel free to call in live and ask her the question. I'm going to bring Janice back in now.
Excellent. Just listening to the bullying commercial, that was so wonderful. And ironically enough, that's exactly what I was getting some questions about from parents when I started posting this morning that we were going to be doing this show. And I had five people who reached out to me personally and said, gosh, you know, are you going to be talking about this? because this is something, you know, or some topic surrounding their child on Instagram, their privacy on Instagram, should they be on Instagram. I had originally only intended to speak to businesses, and now I'm going to finish that up for our very basics 101 call here, but then I'm going to spend just a minute at the end of the call just sharing a few things with you about kids on Instagram and my personal views, and only my personal views that are only mine. But I'll be sharing some things and hopefully some things that might help you out there too. All right, so for businesses, we talked about getting started, and I hope by now you've been able to create your basic Instagram account. We talked about some types of things. I gave you a list of the types of things that you can post just to give you some ideas. Look at some accounts that are possibly influencers in your industry. Look at competitors, you know, see what they're doing. Put together a list of ideas for yourself. A really good thing to do is you really want to know what you need to post. You're more likely to post if you know what you're going to post. If you know that on Monday you're going to post a quote, on Tuesday you're going to post a product review, on Wednesday you're going to post, a fun photo. Plan out your week. Know what you're going to post, and you do need to be posting consistently and posting regularly in order to get the visibility you need for your business. So those are just a few things to keep in mind as you get started with your Instagram account. Hashtags, that's a big part of Instagram. To really get visibility and get in front of the right market, get views on your photos and videos, you really need to be sharing some hashtags. And Instagram allows you to post up to 30 hashtags on each post. You can post those right in there with the description of your photo, or you can post as a comment after you've made your original post. Make the post and then in a comment just post your hashtags. I've tried it both ways, and I've asked quite a few other people how they feel it works best, and none of us can tell any difference from when you post those hashtags with the photo and when you post them with the description. That's something, you know, I'm always testing. I'm always trying new things out. But for right now, I make my post, and then I make a separate comment. It just looks a little cleaner not to have a lot of hashtags right in with what you're saying. So right now, I post my image or my video, and then I make a comment, and I use my hashtags there. I don't use 30 hashtags. Again, I try to stay on top of these things, and I've been reading lots of research that talks about how many hashtags should you really use. You know, Facebook, you don't want to use more than just a couple of hashtags if you use any at all, because it gets really cluttered. Twitter, you can use a few more. What I'm reading is that on Instagram, posts with between 6 and 8 hashtags tend to work the best, get the most visibility without taking advantage of too many. You know, it gives you a good selection of hashtags without doing too much. So that's what we're seeing right now. If you want to find out which hashtags to use, that's always the next question. You want to share a combination of hashtags that people are looking for currently, and also some of your own, because now, as of this year, Instagram allows you to follow hashtags. So I saw one online, and I can't remember now where it was, and it was a brand who used their dog as a mascot, and it was one of those little cute little English bulldogs with the little flat faces, and they had hashtag something like squishy face team or something like that. It was cute, but it was obviously their hashtag. You know, they created this, and then if you wanted to follow everything about this little dog on their brand, you would have to follow squishy face team. I don't think that was the exact hashtag, but it was something like that. And it was really cute, but it was theirs. But they also had things like dogs of Instagram and Instadogs and lots of other hashtags surrounding their brand that people might commonly be searching for. So just consider that. Hashtags people commonly search for, along with maybe one or two of your own. You can find some good hashtags simply by, you know, picking up your smartphone and going into Instagram. And when you go in and make a comment, I'm sorry, and I just shut mine down as I clicked the wrong button here. I'm clicking on one of my photos, and I'm going to click comment. And I will type in the hashtag symbol, and I'm just going to start typing in Insta. And as I start typing in a hashtag, I was thinking Instagram, but as I start typing it in, I start getting all kinds of other suggestions for hashtags Instagram provides me. And right next to the hashtag, it tells me how many people are currently posting with that hashtag right now. So you can see how popular it is or unpopular it is, and then you can make a decision before you actually make the post as far as which hashtags you want to use. You can also use something like hashtagify or writetag, R-I-T-E-T-A-G. Either one of those can also help you come up with some good hashtags, and you find that it doesn't take long before you kind of have a subset of hashtags that you use on a regular basis, and you branch out a little bit from time to time and maybe a lot from time to time, depending upon your personal goals here. But you tend to use a lot of the same ones on a regular basis, and you keep track of those. So a few tools that you might want to use for Instagram. As a business, you know, you can't always be posting in the moment. You really do need to plan. So having an app like Later is really good. I've used it for a while to schedule posts. Hootsuite is also another one. Instagram now allows you to go ahead and post through a third-party app instead of there was a time not too long ago when you simply had to schedule yourself a reminder through Hootsuite. And then you'd get a reminder on your phone saying, oh, it's time to post, and then you could click a button and it would make your post. But now you can go ahead and schedule that or go ahead and post to Instagram Live via Hootsuite. So I'm a huge advocate for that. If you want to create nice quote photos or nice photos for your brand, Canva is a wonderful app, C-A-N-V-A. Juicer is another app that lets you display some of your Instagram posts on your website. Capwing, K-A-P-W-I-N-G, lets you do some really quick and easy video edits. If you're like me, you take video and you get something extra at the end you don't want to show, or maybe, you know, I'll be taking a video of my dogs and I really just want to share the middle portion of the video, and it'll let you do some really quick edits on your phone, put on some text overlay, whatever you'd like to do, and very quickly, in just seconds, you can have a really nice little video to share. So those are just a few tools that we use. I'd like to take a minute. That's kind of the bulk of our 101 show, and I hope it's helped you just get started. We're going to do some more advanced shows later on, and I'm going to focus on different features. Maybe one show we'll specifically focus on how to create some of those nice graphics, how to edit those videos. But that's the bulk of the 101 show. I wanted to spend just a minute here at the end, if we have time and I can, addressing a few of the things that I've been getting text messages and calls about this morning. I've had several people reach
Janice,
out.
Janice, I'm just going to let you know that we've gone ahead and scheduled the shows for 45 minutes so that we do have the extra time if we run over. So we are past the half-hour mark. So you probably have about 5 so that I can do my wrap-up after that.
Perfect. I'm going to take 2.5. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay. And we will do a show specifically for this as well, because I've had quite a bit of response just this morning. People wanting to know, you know, my teenager is dying to use Instagram. What am I supposed to do here? Should I let her? Should I not let her? I caught my teen posting on Instagram, or all my teen's friends are on Instagram, and, you know, I'm thinking about letting her do it or him do it. Lots of questions. You know, Instagram's been referred to as the worst social media app for a young person's mental health. That's how it has been labeled. Because of all the photo filters and things, you can make your life look absolutely perfect, and as adults, we know that's not real, and still sometimes it's very hard to reconcile that in your head, you know, why your friend, who's also 52, looks amazing and has no wrinkles and has perfect hair and has this beautiful tan, you know, and has an amazing life. Well, it's because on Instagram you can create that and have it happen. Privacy settings, Instagram does have some privacy settings that allow you to determine who can follow you. Lots of teens don't want to use that, though, because the point of Instagram is to get lots of likes. It's a popularity app. Your profile appearance, you know, if you've got a kid on Instagram, look at that profile. Pay attention to what they're sharing in their picture, because sometimes the most innocent of photos can get them a lot of negative attention. There's a location share feature. You have to be very careful about there, too, that they aren't showing where they are with every single post that they make. Personally, as a mother, of course, my daughter's still pretty young. She's not on Instagram, and I will fight to keep her off as long as possible. However, that being said, as a parent, I also feel it's our responsibility. Social media is not going away. So I'll end with this. On all social media sites, they're here to stay. It's going to get worse. I will be showing my daughter. I will be holding her hand and walking her through all of these things pretty quickly. And, in fact, we already talk a lot about many of the sites I work on. And the bulk of our conversation is on privacy and how to do it properly, because the last thing I would want would be for her to start college. She's going to have an account someday, somewhere. I wouldn't want her to start when she's 18 or 20, never having had any experience with me doing it the right way. So I will be showing her what to do. I will be doing another show on safety and teens on Instagram, and let me know if you have any questions. Tracy, I'll give it right back to you.
Great, Janice, thank you so much. And Janice is going to be with us on the first Tuesday of every month. So please, you can email me, you can post on our Facebook page what you'd like to hear. We definitely have a few ideas of what's coming next, but Dori, Janice, and I are all committed to making sure that we get out what you need to hear and what you need to learn. So please, best way is either to email me with the information that's on this page or the Facebook page, or comment on Facebook about what you'd like Janice to do next. So again, we have Janice now with Social Media Help Not Hype on the first Tuesday of every month. We have Renee Sullivan coming back, and she's going to do some different things about kind of the other end of marketing, the attraction marketing, and cryptocurrency. That's her new thing that she's going to start to teach us about, which I'm really excited about. We're going to continue with lots of great entertainment on Mondays, and Positively Entertaining with Beth Hilton is the fourth Monday of every month. But we've got some great people coming up. And Dori and I had the most amazing weekend this past weekend. We went to a media summit on Saturday. And then I also went to Angel Johnstone's Constructing Confidence, her first live workshop for Confidence is Catchy. And between those 2 days, probably met about 100 potential guests. So we're sorting through some of that, but we definitely do have Dr. Varen of Javal Labs coming on this Thursday, May 3rd. We're going to be looking for some great Mother's Day gift ideas, which will probably happen before Mother's Day and continue after Mother's Day, because let's face it, we should be buying gifts for our moms every day. So that's what I'm going to tell you for now. Please be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. And on behalf of Janice Clark, Dori DiCarlo, and myself, make it a great day. Thank you, everybody. Janice, I've unmuted you so you can say bye.
Bye.